You learn about me today. I need your voice to guide me all the time. Talk to my spirit, so that my body, through your little talk to me now.
Talk to me again, like you did before. I repented and became born again, just like you exposed Satan to me there, to show me your will. Talk to me now,
as you talk to me.
Unless you talk to me,
unless you talk to me,
I cannot be who I ought to be.
But if you talk to me, Jesus, shall be well with me.
Unless you talk to me, I cannot be who I ought to be. talk to me, Jesus, it shall be well with me. Therefore, come and talk to me. Talk to me, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Jesus, come and talk to me now.
The widow who lost her child at Nathan, you commanded that it stop me. Tell my sorrows to go out now. To solve my problems, talk to me now.
Father, don't leave me. Father, don't leave me. God, God, the Holy God, God, I can't pretend that I may not fall. Talk to me, Lord.
Unless you talk to me,
then I will be thinking. Talk to me, but I will not let you.
Unless you talk to me,
I cannot be who I want to be.
But
if you talk to me, Jesus, it shall be well with me.
Therefore,
come and talk to me.
Talk to me now. as you talk to me.
And I will visit me.
Unless you talk to me.
And I will not say to.
Unless you talk to me. You talk to me, Jesus, it shall be well with me. Talk to me, Lord. Everybody say,
talk to me.
Talk to me.
Talk to me, Lord. Talk to me. Talk to me, Lord.
I want to hear you say,
talk to me.
Speak your word to my spirit.
Talk to me, Lord. Talk to me.
Hallelujah. May he talk to you today. May he tell you his mind. May you not hear his strength voice. Stand up and let us pray. Father, we thank you because of the way you are always ministering to us. Thank you for leading us in the right path. Thank you for teaching us what we need to know. Thank you for revealing your mind to us all the time. Glory, honor, adoration to your name. In the name of Jesus Christ. Today, be pleased to talk to us. Make us to understand what you are saying. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.
Welcome to Bible Pattern Church, where we pattern our lives according to the Word of God. This is a church where the Word of God is being preached without adulteration, where the power of the Word is being demonstrated, enjoyed, and the true miracles of God is being experienced every time. The message you're about to listen to is preached by Pastor Z.A. Ogunsanya, the General Overseer of Bible Pattern Church. He is a very anointed but humble man of God, dynamic pastor, teacher, evangelist, and songwriter who practice what he preaches. Our church headquarters is located at end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karoli Estate, by Estate Bus Stop off College Road, Ifako Ijaya, Lagos State. You will definitely have a touch of God as you listen to this message. Remain blessed.
Hallelujah. I will open our Bibles to Numbers chapter 22. Church, all of us, we need to pay very, very serious attention to everything I will be saying. I have never preached on this topic before, here or elsewhere. I have never had a preacher preach on this topic. I have not read anything like this from any book in my life. And it's such a dangerous subject, topic, that can even make a pastor to stone me, accusing me of blaspheming. But I'm not going to blaspheme. I'll be rightly dividing the word of truth by the grace of God. But you need to listen very well. You are about to hear something, I'm sure, many of you have never heard. Just like me. Numbers chapter 22. Balaam was one of the people we discussed under the current Bible study series at the headquarters here. But we have something else to study still about him. We are reading chapter 22. Numbers, I will be starting from verse 1. Pay attention. I'll be asking you questions along the way. And the children of Israel set forward and pitched in the plains of Moab on this side Jordan by Jericho. And Balak the son of Zippor saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. And Moab was so afraid of the people because they were many. And Moab was distressed because of the children of Israel. And Moab said unto the elders of Midian, now shall this company lick up all that are round about us, as the horse licketh up the grass of the field. And Balak the son of Zippor was king of the Moabites at that time. And he sent messengers therefore unto Balaam the son of Beor, to Petor, which is by the river of the land of the children of his people, and call him, saying, behold, there is a people come out from Egypt. Behold, they cover the face of the earth, and they abide over against me. Come now, therefore, I pray thee, cause me these people, for they are too mighty for me. Peradventure, I shall prevail, that we may smite them, and that I may drive them out of the land. For I would that he whom thou blessest is blessed, and he whom thou cursest is cursed. And the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with the rewards of divination in their hand, and they came unto Balaam and spake unto him the words of Balaam. And he said unto them, Lord, hear this night, and I will bring you word again, as the Lord shall speak unto me. And the princess of Moab abode with Balaam. And God came unto Balaam and said, what men are these with thee? Raise your head. Nothing is written in the Bible for fun. Everything written in the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, is a part of divine revelation. The Bible tells us that on the way to Emmaus, as Jesus was talking to the two disciples who are sorrowing because of his death, he spoke to them things concerning himself from all the scriptures. By all the scriptures, Genesis to Malachi was meant there. Later when Paul was talking to Timothy, he said, all the scripture is given by the inspiration of God. All. And all is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Meaning that we need the whole of the Bible. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, all the historical books, all the poetical books, all the prophetical books, every book of the Bible we need. And everything written in the Bible is written for us to study, to learn, to study. That's why pastors are told, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The story we have here, if you study it, like we are about to do, you understand some things about God that possibly before to know today you didn't know. I call the title of the message, Some Bitter Truth About Knowing the Mind of God. Can we say it? Now, the children of Israel left Egypt on the way to Canaan. When they were leaving, God had told them along the way that Israel come on. The land of the Moabites I have given to the children of Lot. I do not allocate it to you. The land of the Sarites, I have given it to the children of Esau. I do not allocate it to you. If you pass through their land, buy food and pay. Buy water and pay. Don't touch their land. The land I have given you is the land of the Moabites. The land of the Amorites, Jebusites, Sephathim, the Canaanites. That's the land I've given you. Israel had been abiding by that order. When they came to the land of Moab, the Moabites were descendants of Esau. Were descendants of Lot. Lot was a nephew of Abraham who went to sojourn in Sodom. When Sodom was destroyed, to cut a long story short, they were living in the land of Moab. You remember when his two daughters raped him? One gave birth to Moab, one gave birth to Ammon. So the children of the Moabite, the Ammonite, are children of Lot. Now, when Israel got to that land, the land of the Moabites, the king of the Moabites collaborated with the Midianites. Midianites were descendants of Abraham too. It was Keturah that gave birth to Midian. Their king was called Balak. He collaborated with the Midianites and said, we need to curse these people. How will they do it? They thought of who to use. They remember a prophet of God by name Balaam. They gave testimony, we know you. Anybody you curse is cursed. Anybody you bless is blessed. Come quickly and curse these people for me. When they came, the elders, Balaam said, I have to ask from God. I don't just go out and do what I like as a servant of God. He made them to sleep in his house. They slept. And in the night, God came. And said to Balaam, who are these people in your house? Balaam explained their mission. And God gave his answer without delay. Verse, what are we now? Verse 10. Hallelujah. And Balaam said unto God, Balak the son of Zippor, king of Moab, has sent unto me, saying, Behold, there is a people come out of Egypt, which covereth the face of the earth. Come now and curse them. Curse me them. Peradventure, I shall be able to overcome them and drive them out. And God said unto Balaam, thou shalt not go with them. Thou shalt not curse the people, for they are blessed. Was the answer of God clear? Unmistakable? Straight to the point? Don't do two things. Number one, don't go with them. Number two, don't attempt to curse them because they are blessed people. What will Balak do? Balaam do? Verse number 13. And Balaam rose up in the morning and said unto the princess of Balak, get you into your land, for the Lord refused to give me leave to go with you. And the princess of Moab rose up, and they went unto Balak and said, Balaam refused to come with us. And Balak sent yet again princes more and more honorable than they. Can you say more and more honorable? And they came to Balaam and said to him, thus said Balak the son of Zippor, let nothing, I pray thee, hinder thee from coming unto me. For I will promote thee unto very great honor. And I will do whatsoever thou said unto me. Come therefore, I pray thee, curse me these people.
When Balak sent back to Balaam, what should be the answer of Balaam? I have told you, I am not coming.
Verse number 18. And Balaam answered and said unto the servants of Balak, if Balak will give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord my God to do less or more. What a wonderful answer. Listen very well. The problem is in verse 19. Now therefore I pray you, tarry ye also here this night, that I may know what the Lord will say unto me more. Everybody say more. Say more. Say more again.
Why should Balaam have told these people? I've spoken. I'm not coming. Go back. He said, no. Sleep.
Let me see what God will tell me more.
I've told you I'm praying about some bitter truth.
About knowing the mind of God.
When God has told you his mind, and you are not confused, you are so sure, this is what God says, and you attempt to make God to say something different in the name of wanting to know more. Do you know what we hear next? That which you like to hear.
Next verse.
That's verse what?
And God
and therefore I pray you tarry ye also here tonight, this night, that I may know what the Lord will say unto me more.
And God came unto Balaam at night and said unto him, if the men come to call thee, rise up and go with them. But yet, the word which I shall say unto thee, that shalt thou do. Was God angry?
Ha! Was God angry? What did God say? If they come to call you,
go with them.
But for sure,
only what I give you, you will see. And Balaam felt happy. God had responded well. Verse what now? 21. And Balaam rose up in the morning and saddled his ass and went with the princess of Moab. And God's anger was kindled because he went. Was God angry? What did you say the other time? Somebody said God was not angry. Is he angry? Come on. Why was he angry? Because Balaam went early. Because he went late. Because he went with servants. Because he rode an ass. Why was God angry? Because he went at all. Look at me, look at me, look at me. Who asked him to go? Who asked Balaam to go? Who was angry because he went? I have a question for you. Can God be angry because you do what he asked you to do? I got your answer. That your yes is correct. Say, God told me to do it. Well, he's angry for you doing it. You say, why? He expected you not to do it. But he asked me to do it. Say, I'm confused. You won't be confused. That's why I call it bitter truth about knowing the mind of God. Let's read the rest before I begin to explain. Verse, what are we now? 22. And God's anger was kindled because he went, and the angel of the Lord stood in the way for an adversary against him. Now he was riding upon his ass, and his two servants with him. And the ass saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and a sword drawn in his hand. And the ass turned aside out of the way, and went into the field, and Balaam smote the ass to turn her into the way. And the angel of the Lord stood in the path of the vineyards, the wall being on this side and the wall on that side. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she thrust herself into the wall and crushed Balaam's feet against the wall and exposed her again. And the angel of the Lord went further and stood in a narrow place where was no way to turn either to the right hand or to the left. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she fell down under Balaam. And Balaam's anger was kindled, and he smote the ass with his staff. And the Lord opened the mouth of the ass, and she said unto Balaam, what have I done unto thee that thou hast smitten me these 3 times? And Balaam said unto the ass, because thou hast mocked me, I will devour a sword in my hand, for now will I kill thee. And the ass said unto Balaam, am not I thy ass, upon which thou hast ridden ever since I was dying into this day? Was I ever want to do so unto thee? And he said, nay. Can you imagine the madness of Balaam talking with an ass as if he was talking with a man? Verse 31. Then the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and he saw drawn in his hand, and he bowed down his head and fell flat on his face. And the angel of the Lord said unto him, wherefore hast thou smitten thy ass these 3 times? Behold, I went out to withstand thee, because thy way is perverse before me. And the ass saw me and turned from me these 3 times. Unless she had turned from me, surely now also I have slain thee and saved her life. And Balaam said unto the angel of the Lord, listen very well to what he said. I have sinned, for I knew not that thou stoodest in the way against me. Now therefore, if it displease thee, I will get me back again. How do you understand that? If it displease you, I will not do contrary to what is to you, I will get back. Hear the answer of God. Verse what now? 35. And the angel of the Lord said unto Balaam, go with the men.
What was the answer?
Not only the word that I speak unto thee, thou shalt ask me. So Balaam went with the princess of Balak. Let me stop there. The rest is not difficult to see.
As blasphemous as this may sound in our hearing, from this story of Balaam, we can see that it is possible a pause to get your attention so that you know that what I'm about to say does not just fall from my mouth. I wrote it down and I'm reading it. We can see that it is possible for one to hear from God what is not the perfect will of God, if that is what one deserves. If you deserve hearing something that is not the perfect will of God from God, you will hear it. God came to Balaam. Who are these people in your house? They are from Balaam. They say, I will. Don't go with them. Don't curse these people. I have blessed them. Period. Balaam said, when they came back, because Balaam came with greater temptation, I'll promote you to great honor. He said, come, sleep in the house. I will wait for him to hear what he will say to me more. That more you are looking for will lead you to destruction. If you don't know what God is saying, keep on praying. Once you have known what God is saying about one subject, you are so sure this is what God is saying.
There is but one thing to do.
I thought you remember the song.
Just
ask for more.
Just
ask for more. Just what?
Just obey. Just obey. Just obey.
When instead of obeying, you decide to hear more, you will hear. What will you hear? That which you want to hear. You like that boy, but he's a sinner. You have discovered he's not born again. But he's ready to go with you to church. And he has promised, if you can marry him, his father is wealthy, you will live in a mansion. The children you were born will go to study abroad, and you will live in plenty. But you know what the word of God says. You know what God has told you. He said, let me pray more. Who knows? Onolu awama ready. If you go to pray more, you know what you will hear? Marry. You know the vision you will see? Where Pastor Sede Ogunsanya is holding your hand and the hand of the criminal, and he's saying, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. You know what you will see? Where all the members of Bipartite Church are rejoicing with you and are thanking God for leading you in the right path and you are wedding successfully. You say, what will be the result of it? Bitterness and woe. Who has led me to read? God. Why? That is what you deserve. And somebody says, I can't understand. You will understand. I'm prepared. The Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, the truth will be established. I'm not basing it only on this scripture. Can you open your Bible to the book of Ezekiel? So that I can give you further confirmation of what I'm saying. Chapter 14, from verse 7. For every one of the house of Israel, or of the stranger that sojourneth in Israel, who separated himself from me, and set up his idols in his heart, and put out the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and cometh to a prophet to inquire of him concerning me, I, the Lord, will answer him by myself. And I will set my face against that man, and I will make him a sign and a proverb, and I will cut him off from the midst of my people. And you shall know that I am the Lord. Verse 9 is the key verse. And if the prophet be deceived when he has spoken a thing, can we read it together?
the Lord have deceived that prophet. Read that portion. 1, 2, go. Read verse 9. 1, 2, 3, go. And if the prophet be deceived when he has spoken a thing, I, the Lord, have deceived that prophet. Can God deceive a prophet? Can God deceive a prophet?
Somebody said, I don't know where you got this scripture. Not be your Bible, you read it. I've been a writer. Look at me. He says, if you have what you are going to do in your mind, contrary to the will of God, God calls that idol in your heart. And then he hypocritically come to a servant of God and say, sir, can you pray and find the will of God for me? When you already have your will that you want to do, God says, I won't allow the prophet to answer. I, the Lord, will answer. I will answer according to the idol in the heart of that, take note, house of Israel. Not pagans. Not Canaanites. Israel. Believers. I, the Lord, will answer. If the prophet that gave him revelation is deceived, I am the one that deceived him. I don't have time to go to all the scriptures. In the book of Thessalonians, God promises he will allow them to believe a lie. He will give them to believe permission to believe a lie. Lie. So, Pastor, why will God behave like this? That's what he said he will do. It will be clearer before I stop. Let me give you one Bible passage more. 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 19. And he said, hear that therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the hosts of heaven standing by him, on the right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? And one said on this manner, and another said on that manner. And there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? And he said, I will go forth and I will be a lying spirit. Everybody say lying spirit. I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, thou shalt persuade him and prevail also. Go forth and do so. What did God tell this angel to go and do? To go and be a lying spirit in the mouth of the prophet of Ahab. This was what happened. Ahab was a bad king of Israel. Jehoshaphat was a good king of Judah. Jehoshaphat paid Ahab a visit. Ahab said, do you know that Ramoth in Gilead belongs to me? I want to go and war with them and get the land back. Will you go with me? Jehoshaphat said yes. But let's ask from God. Then Ahab brought all his prophets. And the prophet, I don't say the Lord, go, you prefer, go, you will conquer. Jehoshaphat, a child of God, suspected. Angel surrounded him. And he demanded from the angel, who will go and deceive Ahab, persuade him that he will succeed when he is going to fail, so that I can go to Ramoth Gilead and perish. Good angels came and said, I will show this, God said, you can't do it. And the angel came and said, I do this, you can't do it. Wow, Koron Pademon came and believed him. And said, I will be a lying spirit, lying in the mouth of his prophet. God said, go, you will succeed. You say, what is that suggesting? If you deserve to be deceived. God will make sure, God, not Satan, will make sure you are deceived. See, I can't understand, better understand. If I am God, I won't do like that. You are not God, now you are not going to be God. Your fathers are not God. Say, Baba, what can make me to deserve to be deceived? When God has shown you the right path, and you want him to say something else, God will say exactly that which you want to hear. See, I can't understand. You know that the Bible says a Christian must marry one wife. But you saw a woman that you like, they decide to pray and know what God will say more. Father, if you want to help a woman just to assist her, and one decided to marry to be able to assist her, is it wrong to do assistance? You know what God will tell you? Go and do assistance. Also, you are saying God the lie. Don't be mean, the Bible says so. So it means God has sinned. Tell me, you are the judge. Judge God. Judge him. Many of you, look at me now, have heard and have known the mind of God about certain things, but you want to hear more. That more you are waiting for will lead you to error, will lead you to disaster. No, if you don't know the mind of God, it's a different story. But you know it. But you want to see, maybe God will say something else. He will say something else. He will surely say it. God has shown you the brother to marry. But it seems the brother is not tall enough. The brother is not thin enough. The brother is not tinted enough. The brother is not handsome enough. The brother is not educated enough. The brother is not wealthy enough. The brother is not well positioned enough. And because of that, though you know, you are sure of what God says, but you want to pray to see what he will say more. God, I told you, don't dabble into that thing. It's contrary to my will. But look at the situation now. I won't do this. I want to pray and see what God will say. You know what God will say next? Dabble into it. Will God be angry? Shebi, you said he wasn't angry the other time. Ahab went, Balaam. When he got there, he made altars of many mountains. He could not curse Israel. Do you know that till Balaam perished, he was seeing good vision, godly vision. He was prophesying the true word of God. He prophesied about Israel. He prophesied about the coming of Jesus. He called him Shiloh. He prophesied about this, so many good things about the children of Israel. Correct prophecy, genuine prophecy, God-given prophecy. And still, God allowed him to be beheaded by the children of Israel at the end of the day. So, Pastor, what are you teaching me today? I'm teaching you that if you don't know the mind of God about anything, pray to know the mind of God. Once you have known the mind of God, stay in that will of God. Never you expect or attempt to make God to say something else. You try it, that thing you want God to say, he will say. So if you want to know the mind of God, what do? The correct mind of God. First and foremost, become a child of God. Become what? As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. It means the sons of God are the one the Spirit of God will lead. He promises to lead us in Psalm 73 verse 24, in Isaiah 30 21, or in that Romans chapter 8 verse 14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Number 2, Psalm 25 verse 9, the meek will lead guidance in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. The meek. You will see that All the time I kept on telling you, this is how to be saved. This is how to be saved. This is how to live right. This is how to be a child of God. Some pastor will tell you, your pastor don't even read any other thing in the Bible that saved, 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 saved. Are we not saved?
That's the key. That's the foundation. That's the beginning. If you are not born again, you have no relationship with God. The basket into which you receive all other graces of God is the basket of salvation. When you don't have salvation, you don't have where to receive the graces of God. When you lose your salvation, all the graces of God are gone. That's why I kept on emphasizing repentance, giving your life to Jesus and becoming born again so that you'll be saved. Another thing I kept on emphasizing is that don't be proud. Be humble. Be meek, God will teach. Go to church and you see pastor. So proud, so arrogant. The pastor is proud. The wife is proud. The elders are proud. The deacons, the deaconesses, everybody is proud. And yet, say, praise the Lord. When God came to my room this morning, he said to me, son, tell them. The way he talk about God is as if God is his houseboy. Thrown on shekiri. I said, God, what do you say about that? And God said, tell them. Even the way he's saying it, you know this man is arrogant. And Jesus says, I am meek and lowly in heart. If you listen to such a prophet, you go to hell. Because the meek, he will teach. Who is the meek? I told you, meekness is a combination of humility, gentleness, humbleness, lowliness. Combination of all of them is what you call meekness. Jesus says, I am meek and lowly in heart. The meek, he will teach. If you are proud and arrogant and you want God to lead you, if you hear the voice of God, it is the voice that will mislead you. The one who will show the right path is the one that is humble. You know another thing it will take from you for God to lead you? Amen. Determine that whatever God says, you will do. If he says what you like, you will do it. If he says what you dislike, you will do it. You have no other option. Whatever he says. You know what more you must have? If God is going to lead you, that will of God that you have already known, do it. If God has told you do this or don't do this, you brush that aside and want him to talk to you more. You will hear what you're supposed not to hear. You say, from who? From God. He will tell you to follow them. You know the servants of Balaam, Balak were in the house of Balaam, and God came and said, who are the people in your house? So the servants of Balak, he said, will promote me to honor. He said, if they come to call you, follow them. Have they not come? And he said, if they come. On the way, the angel said, your way is perfect. I will have killed you if not for your ass. Don't you expect Balaam to turn and pick race? Can't get him and say, oh, drama, the ashes are me, drama, what you love, I'm returning. You know what Balaam said? If it displeases you, I will not go. You say, what did the angel say? He said, go. So Balaam did not know he displeased God. If he didn't displease God, he will send an angel with cutlass to cut your head. I'm teaching you the Bible. May God make you to hear and to obey and to do the will of God so that it shall be well with you. When you know the mind of God, obey. Let me stop here. Come and take over. Shall we stand up to pray? Let's quickly pray for ourselves that God will help us. We have heard the word of God, and we know that when God speaks, we're expected to hearken, to obey. When we begin to place some anki-panki or hypocrisy, we hear what will not benefit us. So let's begin to pray. Lord, I've heard your word. Let your word do me good. Shall we begin to pray for ourselves? Let's pray for ourselves. Let's pray for ourselves. Let's pray for ourselves. the grace to obey the word. We have the word of God, the Bible. We have seen, we know the do and don'ts. It's so clearly written. We have attended so many Bible studies, and we know the mind of God. The grace to hearken to that word, not to do contrary or try to play some hanky-panky game. Father, give us the grace to hearken to your word. Shall we begin to pray? Let's begin to pray. We have learned from the case of Balaam and Balak. We have been told that trying to play some games after we have known the will of God, we have known the man of God, we know what God wants, we know what God is telling us, but in an attempt to do contrary to what we know, we may be getting a negative response as if they are positive. Let's begin to say, Father, help me. May I not be wiser than God. Give me the grace, Father, to obey to the letter what the instruction of God, the commandment of God. Let's begin to pray. Let's begin to pray. Let's begin to pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. That God will give us the strength, the power, the enablement to do the will of God, to obey God. It's not the hearers of the word alone that will be justified, but the hearers and the doers of the word of God. We have had a message. God has passed his message to us. We are supposed to be straightforward in our dealing with God. Once you know that this is what God hates, this is what God dislikes, this is not what God expects us to do, Father, give us the grace, Father, to cooperate with God in that regard. Let's pray. We are praying for ourselves. In Jesus' name we pray. Father in heaven, we thank you this afternoon. We bless your holy name for speaking to us again. You have given us examples from the word. Father, the examples that we are expected to run away from. Father, you expect us to obey your word, not to argue with you or to be trying to be playing some games when we already know the will and the mind of God. Father, we are praying, King of glory, Lord, that the grace to be faithful to your word, Father, give us that grace in Jesus' name. The grace not to argue with you or not to twist the word of God. Father, we pray best to stand by the instruction of God. Father, give us that grace in Jesus' name. It's not the hearers of the word alone that will be justified, but the hearers and the doers of the word. Thank you, Lord, Father, for giving us the grace to be under a program like this. But we are praying, King of glory, Lord, we want to obey the commandments of God. We have them written in your word, and it has also been passed, the message has also been passed across to us this afternoon. Father, give us the grace to act in Jesus' name. You said in your word that if ye are willing and obedient, we shall eat the good of the land. Father, we pray, King of glory, Lord, the grace not only to be willing, but to be obedient to your word. Father, give us that grace in Jesus' name. Father, thank you, Lord, because of answer. Your servant you have used, I pray, Lord, King of glory, Lord, that you can continue to equip him. You continue to strengthen him. You continue to energize him. So that you continue to bless him as well and his family, oh Lord. Thank you, Lord, because of answer, Lord. The next thing in the program now, Father, we pray you give us the strength to go out and do your work in the mighty name of Jesus. May we not be tired. May we not be weary. Thank you, Lord, because of answer, Lord. For in Jesus' name we are prayed.
We trust you have been blessed through the message you just listened to. To enjoy more faith-lifting messages that will prepare you for today and eternity of blessedness, visit Bible Pattern Church Headquarters, end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karaoke Estate, by Estate Bus Stop, off College Road, Ifako Ijayi, Lagos State, or other branches nationwide. Or visit our website, www.biblepatternchurch.org. Contact us today for any godly counsel you need. Feel free to send your prayer requests to us and share your testimonies with us. You can also send your questions to us at BiblePattern1983@yahoo.com or BiblePattern1983@gmail.com. Bible Pattern Church is a living church where you can learn the way of God, know the mind of God, and do the will of God that will lead you to your home above. Bible Pattern Church, the only Bible, is a pattern in all things.